be fully present in God's presence, and then share God's presence with others as you love them while being fully present. Today, so many people capture moments on their phones through pictures or postings. They attempt to get the best angles and choose the best wording in the captions. Yet something extremely ironic happens. As a result of capturing memories, they do not fully engage in the moment with their full senses and really make the memories so that they can think about them fully later and so that their loved ones can think of them fully later. For example, someone may be so engrossed in taking selfies with large red roses that they don't take the time to smell them, thank God for them, and thank the person who gave them. It's a really, really unique time in history. In our social media-filled society, many interact online yet ignore those in their own homes. They don't realize how much they miss until something tragic happens to the ones they love. This is why it is important to consider how we all spend our time and where we devote our attention. In essence, it's important to be present in God's presence, really soak in His Word, and then take that focus, take His love to others. It is highly important to then share His presence with others as you love them by being fully present. Make memories with your whole attention in the moment. Sure, take a few pictures, but wait to post them. Or cherish privacy if it's the right time to do that and skip it all together. It's all right. Cherishing privacy is a really good thing. In summary, when was the last time you set aside every distraction and spent time in God's presence as you sought His face? This question is one which we all need to consider. Let's be sure that the answer for each of us is today. Yes, today. May we all seek God's face and be fully present in His presence, and then love others with His love by being fully present with them. Amen? Let's take God's word to heart right now together. Psalm 16:11, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 21:6, "For you make him to be blessed and a blessing forever. You make him exceedingly glad with the joy of your presence." Psalm 140, verse 13, "Surely the uncompromisingly righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence before your very face." 1 John 4, 6-7, "We are children of God. Whoever is learning to know God progressively to perceive, recognize, and understand God by observation and experience, and to get an ever clearer knowledge of Him, listens to us. And he who is not of God does not listen or pay attention to us. By this we know, recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love springs from God. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten, born of God, and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of him." So, my friends, the prayer tip of the week is simple. Be fully present in God's presence, and then ask him to help you share his presence with others as you share his love while being fully present with them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you. Thank you for being our awesome, beyond description, creator, and yet being so willing to pay full attention to each of us. Oh Lord, please help us to be like you, to love you and love others the way you want us to love. We welcome you, Jesus. We submit ourselves to you and we resist the enemy. We ask for your protection and deliverance from evil. And we ask for your favor and wisdom. We confess you as Lord. We give you everything. We rely on you alone for salvation, Lord Jesus. We believe you died on the cross and rose again for us, conquering sin and death. And we repent of our sin. And we believe you. We trust in you alone. Please rule every area of our lives, including how we use our time and our phones. We just pray now for all prayer requests, for your best, your intervention. And we praise you and love you, our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.